Hello, everybody. Welcome to News for the Soul. This is Daniel Brinkley.
This is Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained.
Okay, everybody, take a deep breath. We know that we choose to come to this world, and we're chosen to come to this world, and we've come for breath. We breathe in for ourselves and out for spiritual unfoldment. And as we breathe these moments, let's open up our heart and open up our souls, and let the true awareness of News for the Soul make its impact now and forever.
Good afternoon, good evening, wherever and whenever you're listening. This is News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained. And boy, do we have that covered today. First time guest, and hopefully not the last time, Bob Doyle from the Wealth Beyond Reason program, and the kind of known local expert on the Law of Attraction, who many of you are going to remember from The Secret, the movie The Secret. And he's here today to kind of cover Law of Attraction 101 and how to get the life you really want right now. Welcome, Bob Doyle.
Thank you, Nicole. Hopefully we'll do 102 and 201 and
yeah,
all stuff beyond 101, because I think there's plenty of 101 out there.
There is. Although we're talking on a sports network station.
Okay.
So you never know where the listener's at. So, you know, usually what we try to do is kind of recap 101 in the first little bit and then soar over the edge into 301 after the break. So, but beginning at the 101 level, law of attraction, simply put, would be what?
Well, I think the problem and the reason why I like to go past 101 is because so many people do simply put it, and it's really a little bit more, I mean, we're talking about a universal law of physics, and sometimes it's just not so easy to explain those things. It's very commonly defined as, you know, like attracts like, or things like what you focus on, you attract into your experience, and those types of things. But what it really, when we're talking about the science of it, which is really what our program is and our focus is all about, is really, what is this really and what is it not, is that, you know, given that we are all energetic beings, because we're a part of the universe that is completely composed of energy, and that energy vibrates at various frequencies and such, the law of attraction states that we attract into our experience that with which we are in vibrational resonance. Now, sometimes that means that like attracts like, but sometimes it doesn't. You know, what it means is that you get yourself into vibrational resonance with certain things, and you attract them into your experience. That's the basic definition.
Mm-hmm. So how would you explain to someone who hasn't heard that term before, vibrational resonance?
Yeah, I have to kind of back up then, and we have to have a sort of a conversation about, you know, the fact that it's pretty much standard, it's common knowledge now, at least with people who pay any attention to what's going on in science, that scientists have pretty much agreed that we do live in a universe that's composed of energy. We can talk about atoms and molecules and those types of things, and most people know at least that, you know, they're familiar with those terms, you know. So when we can understand that at our smallest level, everything in our experience, the cars we drive and the dogs we pet and our bodies and even our thoughts are all vibrations of energy at this very small level. Now, of course, we don't think about things like that. We think, you know, very much in the physical, so we don't think energetically most of the time. But the fact of the matter is we are still composed of energy, and that energy does vibrate at various frequencies. This is the basics of physics. And one of the principles of physics is that, you know, when you get vibrational frequencies that are in resonance with one another, and it doesn't mean that they're the exact same frequency. It means that they resonate, okay? So that's kind of a hard thing to define, to describe in just normal words. But when you get vibrations that are in resonance, they will attract one another. Now, you can experience this in your everyday life with, you know, when you meet a person and you immediately just like them. You know, you just get a good feeling when you like them. There's a resonance going on there. Everyone is always emitting some sort of vibration. And if you meet a person and there's resonance there, you're going to feel good. And it's unexplainable sometimes. And, you know, sometimes you can point at things, well, they're attractive to me or whatever. But sometimes you just meet someone you immediately know that this is a good relationship. This person is, I'm going to enjoy knowing this person. And conversely, there's other people that you get the exact opposite response. You're not in vibrational resonance, and for no explained reason, you just don't like this person. You're not comfortable with them, and you want to get them out of your experience as soon as possible.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but the trick to that is, if they come into your experience at all, on some level, you are in vibrational resonance with them. See, the law of attraction isn't all about, hey, well, you attract the things you want, you know, all the time. It's, you're going to attract what you're in vibrational resonance with, whether or not you like it or not. If you're in vibrational resonance with it, it's going to be part of your experience. So the key, you know, what our work is all about is learning how to fine-tune our vibration so that we attract more of the things that we do want in our experience than the things that we don't.
So I think people can relate to that sort of explanation fairly well. And like you say, there's been a lot of information about quantum physics out there, so just accepting the fact that everything's energy and moving from there. So it's about what we say at News for the Soul is what you focus on expands. So that's, you're saying that in a very literal sense.
Right, because when you focus on something, very often there are feelings associated with what it is that you're focusing on, and it's those feelings that act as your radio tuner, that adjust that frequency so that you become a magnet to things that are in resonance with it. Now, you know, Nicole, I want to say something. I just want to be very clear with people that my background is not one of sort of, you know, New Age philosophy. I mean, I've always interested in that kind of thing, but I'm a very analytical, I need to know why this works. It's not enough that it's a good idea, and that's what the whole Wealth Beyond Reason program was born out of. And if people have seen The Secret, they'll see that I talk on very practical, you know, terms where even the most mainstream thinker can get their arms around this, because I'm very, very passionate about people getting this, because it changed my life. It's just changed the lives of thousands of people who I've had the honor of guiding through this educational process, because once you understand just how much control you do have over what you experience day to day, I mean, it can just change everything. It can change everything. But I still had to have some sort of scientific foundation for this, for me to be able to eliminate the resistance around, oh, well, it's too good to be true, or that's some New Age philosophy, whatever, da-da-da. And I'm not knocking the New Age. It's just that there's a lot of mainstream population that won't even look at it.
Mm-hmm.
They consider it to be a New Age principle when it is not. Yes, the New Age community very often embraces it because they tend to be much more open-minded about these things. But I still needed to be able to communicate to the mainstream people, the people who are very, very skeptical, hey, look, you know, you got to wake up, because if you don't see how you're attracting what you keep complaining about every day, you're never going to escape it, ever. It's never going to change. It can't possibly. And all you have to do is change a few things, and you can change everything. And so that's what, you know, that's what my work is about. That's where my focus and passion are.
You know what I'd like to do is maybe start with talking about your story of how you ended up being where, you know, involved in this and starting Wealth Beyond Reason and everything. But we've got to take a quick break, get it out of the way.
Okay.
Let's come back and do that. Start there and walk him through. We're talking to Bob Doyle about the law of attraction and wealth beyond reason. I like that kind of wealth, beyond reason. And if you miss any of the show, if you're in your car driving and you get home later, go to the computer, go to newsforthesoul.com, and you can hear it all there, all free, all the time. And we will be right back with more Bob Doyle on News for the Soul right after this.
It's not just a show. It's a movement. You're listening to News for the Soul, the number one life-changing radio show in the world, according to Google and AOL, and the largest free life-changing audio resource on the web. We feature the top luminaries in the evolution of human consciousness and have kept all of our shows all free, all of the time, for the world to hear. In a recent listener survey, News for the Soul listeners responded with overwhelming appreciation and praise, which they summarized with this one powerful statement. News for the Soul is not just a show, it's a movement. Go to newsforthesoul.com to see for yourself. That's newsforthesoul.com.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.
And we're back. I'm Nicole Whitney, and this is News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained. Got that covered because it's Law of Attraction is what we're talking about with expert on that subject, Bob Doyle, who is the facilitator of the Wealth Beyond Reason program. So, Bob, how was it that you became the facilitator of a Wealth Beyond Reason program?
Well, as you can imagine, it's a long story, which I, every time I talk to somebody, I try and get it shorter.
Okay.
But it's really, the short version was I was so miserable with my working, my career, okay? I'm a very creative person. I like to create. I enjoy doing music. I used to do websites and things like this, and I was in a career that I just felt like I was dying, and I just kept thinking to myself, there's got to be more than this, and I was always sort of searching for, like many people do, what is the meaning of all this, you know? Why is it that some people can do these things and I'm not able to? And long story short, I got so miserable in my career that I just quit my job without a safety net of any kind. I'm married, three kids, and no savings or anything, but I could not do another day. I had already been doing some teaching on creating your own reality. I had a product way back when called Flight Waves, which is a brainwave synchronization meditation CD that was basically built around using manifestation meditations. But I, at that time, did not know about the Law of Attraction, and that was a huge missing piece. You know, I just kind of knew about, you know, I was one of those teachers, and there are many of them, who know about stuff but still can't get the results for themselves. You know those people, lots of prosperity teachers who can't pay their rent. And so I was kind of one of those people. But then once I quit my job and I had no income coming in at all, I tried this, that, and the other thing, and I finally just made a decision. I mean, I knew enough about how the universe worked to understand that if I could just let go and follow my intuition, that eventually I would be led to the right place. If I was clear on my intention, and my big intention at that time was I just want to be profitable to work at home. I never again want to be an employee. I want to be here with my kids. I want the time to do whatever it is I want to do. I just didn't like going to work, you know. It's just that simple. And so basically it ended up where things just started coming up. Very unusual things would come up, and I said, this is unusual, I'm following this. And for a long time, it was all about angels, oddly enough. It was like, I knew a friend who was interested in angels, and so that was always interesting to me on some level. I wanted to know more about that, and that led me to one place, which led me to a speaking thing, which led me to meet this person and that person. And the long and short of it is, I came across a book that became basically the first and major work in the Wealth Beyond Reason program when it started 4 years ago, called A Happy Pocket Full of Money. And David Cameron, who wrote the book, was actually one of the people who made The Secret happen. But it basically filled in all the blanks about wealth consciousness and how my thoughts and my habitual thought processes were shaping my experience of reality. He didn't really even mention the Law of Attraction at the time because he wasn't even really into that conversation yet. But he did know that he knew a lot about quantum physics, and he communicated it in a very great way, which opened up the doors for me to make me understand that, wow, you know, the reason I'm having the experience of struggling with money is I've always known, that's the only thing I've ever known in my life. I was, you know, I grew up in a single-parent home. There was never enough money. That was my reality, was that money was hard to come by and that you had to work at jobs you hated. My mother was a teacher. She hated it, but she did it anyway because you had to. So that's what I learned. So I had all of these belief systems around lack, that money was hard to come by and so on and so forth, and that I would probably always have to work a job I hated, and therefore it became my reality. Once I saw that and really could look at the habitual thinking I'd had my entire adult life and before that, it just, I could see so clearly how it was playing out. And so I immediately began to make conscious shifts in my thinking about money and what was possible for me, and to really focus on more of what I wanted instead of what I didn't want, to focus on being prosperous and what it was going to feel like to have all the money I needed and be able to be successful in my own business and to help other people understand these principles and all that thing. And everything just started changing. It was not overnight, but it was, you know, radically quicker than anything else I'd ever done. I mean, in the course of a few months, I went from being upside down financially to back, you know, where I needed to be. And and enjoying myself and just really feeling a sense of purpose and all of that. And the more I felt that way, the more it snowballed. And that's a very key thing, because my position is, first of all, that none of us should be even having to teach the law of attraction. This is our natural state. You know, we're always attracting anyway. So my, you know, sort of my byline on my business card used to be, follow your passions, they know the way. And it's true. We're all here with desires and passions and purpose. If we were free, always free, to live those things, we would naturally attract everything we needed into our lives to have the life that would facilitate us living those desires, living those passions. Unfortunately, we get stuck in an educational system which does not promote your natural abilities for the most part, and you grow up in families who had their own limiting beliefs, and you get guided by that. So now as adults, we have to learn these things. You know, we have to unlearn all the limiting beliefs and see that the universe is in fact infinite. There is infinite possibility. There is nothing that you can't have or be or do or have. I mean, that's a very common way that people in the law of attraction conversation, there's nothing you can't be, do, or have, and that's true. However, the obstacle is there's a lot of energy going on that stops you from doing that in the form of negative beliefs, and that's kind of the story of me, is I had all those things. So my story is really about the ever unfolding of exposing those negative beliefs or limiting beliefs or whatever it is, the resistance that put me in the position that I was in, and then guiding me down a path where I wanted to be. And I'm still evolving. I mean, we're always going to be following our desires and unfolding. But that's how I came to facilitate the Wealth Beyond Reason program. I made an intention, and that was that I want to not only learn why this has happened, how I can change it, but I'm very, very passionate about showing others how to do it too, you know, because I'm surrounded by people who hate their jobs, and I know that feeling so well. I know how it makes you just feel like you're dying inside, mm-hmm. and I don't want that for anybody. And so it really, really makes me feel the most alive when I know that something I'm doing is making a difference for people where they can actually begin to live their passions instead of chalk them up as hobbies or ignore them altogether. Long answer. That's the shortest I could get it. That's pathetic, isn't it?
That it's a good answer because, like you say, there's a lot of people out there. I came into this a little differently, you know, where I couldn't. I couldn't fit in into that kind of realm. Like, it was too much like prison. I just thought there was something wrong with me until later figuring out that, oh, no, that is our natural state to go towards our passion and to kind of get out of that box that we've been imprisoned in through our thinking. So we talk a lot about this on the show, you know, in various forms and formats and contexts, like the New Age to the, you know, physicist has been on, saying the same thing. And I always have the same question. So I guess we're jumping into 201 level now of law of attraction. But the same question is, like, you say there's no limit to what you can be, do, or have. So why do we have so many limits? And what really is the limitation on that, do you think?
Well, we are, the limits that we have are, let me kind of back up and put it this way, and then I'll get into that. The only thing standing between us and what we truly want, whatever it is, however big it is or outrageous it is or how impossible it seems, is resistance. And resistance is just energy that is kind of in our system that is not in vibrational with whatever it is, a vibrational resonance with whatever it is that we want. And so until we deal with that resistance, we will not be able to fully engage with that's possible. Does that make sense? Because that's key that I'm communicating that correctly. If we want something in our lives, whether it's a house or a car or a relationship or something that seems impossible, if we have resistance towards that, like it's too good to be true or it's too big, no matter what kind of intellectual understanding we have of the law of attraction, if we don't deal with that truly energetic resistance, it's real energy that acts like a literal force field that repels those big, impossible things, okay? And they're only big and impossible because we say so and because we believe it and because we've got that energy, that resistance in place. So the key to getting those huge, impossible things is just the process of eliminating the resistance.
It sounds so simple, Bob.
Pardon? No, it's not simple. Well, you know what? The thing is that that's one of the things that, for the first couple of years in the Vault Beyond Reason program, that was something I would say. I knew that to be true, but I didn't have a really good process other than some of the very common law of attraction type exercises, like make a poster of all the things, cut things out of magazines and visualize, you know, and meditate on what you want, and do affirmations and those types of things, because that will slowly, gradually, hopefully change your thinking and start to melt away some of that resistance. But that can be a long road, a very long road, and it may not work at all for some people. Now, I know that you've talked to Brad Yates about EFT on at least a couple of occasions.
I call him the EFT wizard.
Right. And he was actually the one who made me look at it. Somebody had talked about it to me before, like a year before, and Brad somehow got my attention. I looked at it and tried it, and I've been just hooked ever since. Now, there are other methods out there for releasing negative feelings and releasing resistance and that type of thing. But EFT, to me, at least at this point in my evolution, is the simplest, quickest way to deal with this stuff. And it just is such a perfect tool with working with the law of attraction. It's just a perfect marriage, because you will not get results with the law of attraction. I don't care what book or program you're taking if you don't deal with the resistance. And the resistance is energy. And EFT gives you this great, quick, easy access to eliminating and neutralizing those negative energy systems. Now, it sometimes might take persistence, but we're talking about like days or weeks as opposed to years and years of like therapy, for example, if somebody's been traumatized or has deep-seated beliefs about prosperity. I mean, that could take a long time in traditional type of therapy. I'm not knocking traditional therapy necessarily, but I'm saying that EFT can shortcut that kind of process, especially when you're talking about emotional issues. And emotion is key here, because that's what, like I said, is the sort of the radio tuner for the law of attraction. So it can be a lot simpler than people make it. They just got to say, I'll try this technique or some other technique. You know, like there's the Sedona method is another. I'm just saying that for me, EFT is this great, quick, works for me. I use it all the time, and it's a huge part of our program. And so we have Brad and other practitioners. We talk to them on a regular basis, because you just have to eliminate that resistance. So if you know you've got limiting beliefs, or if you've worked with the law of attraction before and haven't gotten the results for whatever reason, even though you think you're doing everything right, I can tell you right now, it's because you've got areas of resistance. When you think about I've been focusing on this million-dollar home or million-dollar paycheck or whatever, I've been doing it, I've been taking pictures and all this, and I try to feel good about it, but it's not happening, I can tell you 100%, absolutely, with no doubt in my mind, no hesitation, you still got resistance around that $1 million. Somewhere inside of you is an energy system that is running that is not in vibrational resonance with you having that. It could be an issue of deserving. Well, do I want it, but do I really deserve it? Or some people have, and it's amazing how many people have this belief that being rich or wealthy like that is bad. That's what they learn, maybe from church or parents or whatever, that, you know, having that kind of, those kind of assets is for evil people or for manipulative people or whatever, even though they really, really want it. They see the big picture for themselves. If that's in there and they don't deal with it, they can't have it. It's impossible. It's impossible. And if they did get it, like if they won the lottery or something, well, you can get in vibrational resonance with winning the lottery, but if you don't get in vibrational resonance with wealth, you're going to be one of those people out of the many that you hear about who the money's gone in no time, because you're not in vibrational resonance with having that kind of money. You can't keep it. It's a physical impossibility.
How does the believability factor come into it? Like if someone's listening now and they're at point A and they want to go, okay, I totally get this, I'm going to do this, and they want to go to point D or Z instead of point B next. Like, does it matter? Do you have to do this slowly in a limited way, incrementally?
Well, in some cases, we do recommend starting, if you're really just starting, to start with small things. And the reason is because you don't have that much attachment to them. You don't have a lot of resistance around, oh, it'd be impossible for me to manifest a free cup of coffee today. People just don't have that kind of emotional stuff about a cup of coffee. So if you could play with it a little bit and see how it does work, then you say, okay, well, there's something to this, and then it becomes easier for you to understand how you could attract a big thing, because to the universe, nothing's big or small. That's all just us, you know, interpreting, in our physical form, interpreting this energy. We see big and small, and we say, oh, big is harder, or small is easy, whatever. It's, none of that's true at all. It's just energy. So it doesn't take any more effort for the universe to manifest something or to bring something into our experience than any other thing. I mean, there's no effort for the universe. It's all about us. What are we allowing into our experience through our vibration? So that's it. So to jump from A to Z sometimes is going to just take longer for people because there's too much resistance between A and Z. There could be years of emotional stuff about that Z, whatever that Z is. So if they start with B sometimes, maybe it's not so big a leap. It would take less time or less work with EFT, for example, to see a result there. But anything's possible. I mean, I think if it's got to be Z, fine. But you got to be committed to the process of eliminating all the resistance between A and Z, however long it takes.
Now, what about you can be working on you and doing your thing, and then you can be still constantly inundated with more opposite messages or negative messages through all forms of media, family, friends, you know, all the limitation that we're locked into all around us. What about that?
Well, you've attracted all of that into your experience. A lot of, I mean, this is a huge thing, especially like in relationships, and I deal with this all the time. One spouse will open themselves up to this. They'll have an epiphany. They'll do whatever. Something will click. And they'll decide they want to work on this. They're going to be intentional about creating their lives. But the other spouse thinks it's all hogwash, and this is ridiculous, it's a waste of time, and is not supportive. But the thing is that you did attract whoever is in or around you, all of your environment, appropriately, based on the vibration that you had all the way up to that point. Everything you see around you is a result of what you've been vibrating up to that point. When you make a decision to change all of that, to change what your environment is, you're going to have to realize that this is your experience and that you can't drag other people with you. So now, if you start to do this, there is going to be resistance inside of you figuring. There's going to be a belief that people around you are going to resist it. If you know, for example, that a family member is skeptical of this kind of thing, that is a belief within you. When you start to do this, you are going to attract, because that's your area of resistance, that sort of response from them. It's completely appropriate that it happens. It couldn't happen any other way, because you've attracted this person because they were in resonance with where you were up to that time. So this is the hardest part, because it gets really, really emotional when we're talking about family and friends. Am I going to be true to myself and my life purpose and my desires and my passion, or am I going to compromise all that for these other people who I've attracted appropriately up to this point? And it is not easy, and that takes a lot of releasing, you know. But what you can find that happens is that, see, some people focus on changing those other people. You know, if I could just get them to see my way of this and to understand, that's not the approach. You can't do it that way. You can't work on them. You work on you. You work on you, and then you will attract appropriately. And very often, you will see a change in those people that is unexplainable. And I'm talking from personal experience. And I can, you know, I can point to hundreds of students who have pointed to the same thing. You change yourself, because when it comes right down to it, from an aspect of physics, your entire experience is just a projection coming from within you. You're the one interpreting all the energy. You're the one who's, you know, this miracle of cells and molecules and senses and organs and all this has come together in this energetic form that we feel is physical. But you and your mind and your brain are ultimately interpreting everything. You are deciding what your reality is at every given moment. So you're working from the inside out. It's a projection from you. So you have to change you in order for your experience of other people even to change.
Now, what kind of things have you seen people being able to turn around and do, like change in their lives?
Can you say that again? I missed the first one.
What kind of things have you seen? What kind of changes have people made in their lives implementing this?
Oh, well, I have pages and pages and pages of testimonials, even on our website. I actually had to hire somebody to compile them all in like a book, because there were so many it would be stupid to put them on a webpage. Some of them, and this is really interesting, and this is a key distinction, because the program is called Wealth Beyond Reason. And one of the first things we talk about is that wealth is not money. It is not about the amount of money that you have in your account. It's about having, it's about doing with you, with your life what you want to when you want to. That's how a person feels wealthy. Sometimes money will facilitate that. And if your passions, if your desires require that you have a large bank account, then that's what you'll attract appropriately if you honor those passions and desires. But for some people, they just want to like live in the mountains and so on, and they could have a cabin, but they want to commune with nature, and that's wealth to them. It doesn't require a lot of money. So, you know, so like, I guess what I'm saying is that, yes, I have some great stories about people increasing their net worth and doing all sorts of things into the six and seven figures and all of this type of thing from using these principles. But the ones that really, and it's great because that's important to them. I mean, for them, that's a huge thing. But I want people to realize that it's just as powerful for relationships to change or for health to change, for peace. I mean, really, I often think that all we really want when it comes right down to it at the end is we want peace. We want to feel peace. And sometimes that means that we feel financially secure, or sometimes that means that we're in a marriage or a relationship that's fulfilling on every level. Whatever peace is, that's what we want. And so when I get an email from somebody that talks about the amount of peace that they've found, that they can go through their day now without the stress that they used to, and that they're attracting, you know, nice little things, just fun stuff, like the cup of coffee or whatever, or maybe sometimes a vehicle or whatever it is. It's just, but it gives them that sense that they do have this control. They do have this power. I mean, not everybody desires huge amounts of money. That is not everybody's, or a big car or any of that stuff. That's not it. They just want to feel like they're living on purpose. And that is one of, I mean, that's probably, you know, if you had to summarize all the feedback I get from people, it's that sense of purpose and sense of belonging, and not, like they're not fighting the system anymore. Like when they really get that the universe isn't doing this to them, you know, that they're in, when they can realize that they're a part of it and that they're really manufacturing their own reality, that's the most powerful distinction I think that anybody can get, because it gives them that freedom, it gives them that peace, and that's what we want.
It gives them their power back. You know what we've got to do is we've got to take a really quick break.
Okay.
And let's do that and then come back with some more stories of results and talking more about Law of Attraction 201 or maybe 301. We're talking to Bob Doyle, who is the facilitator of the Wealth Beyond Reason program and expert on Law of Attraction, which is the focus of today. If you missed any of the show, newsforthesoul.com is where you go to hear all the show and find the link to Bob's site. Bob Doyle, and I will be back with more news for your soul in 2 minutes.
Attention indigos, healers, cultural creatives, and agents of social change. Are you ready to act upon your inner wisdom and step forward into your life purpose? With 16 years of hands-on real-world results, empowerment specialist Robert Moonsong is available to help as a visionary guide to authentic spiritual growth and awakening. To subscribe for free or find out about upcoming teleclasses, visit robertmoonsong.com now. That's robertmoonsong.com. In December 2005, News for the Soul host Nicole Whitney experienced the most dramatic, life-changing psychic reading of her life. In that brief 10-minute mini-session, she released years of emotional baggage when Carrie O'Connor connected with a recently deceased family member, bringing Nicole a life-changing message from beyond the grave. Since that fateful day, Nicole has invited Carrie O'Connor on as a regular News for the Soul guest to do readings on the air. But you do not have to wait. Carrie is available for private sessions right now. Nicole has laughingly suggested wearing goggles and a helmet for these sessions because of the powerful energy that seems to come through Carrie when she's doing a reading. But don't take our word for it. Experience it for yourself. So pack up your goggles and helmet and book your life-changing session with Carrie O'Connor today. Go to InsideOut-OutsideIn.com. That's InsideOut-OutsideIn.com.
Who are you? Why are you here? What is the meaning of life? These burning questions have plagued mankind throughout our existence. How would you like to experience a process that would allow you to have some of the answers? Answers that would cause you to live with higher awareness and deeper authenticity from now on? Well, you can. Warrior Sage is offering an experiential 5-day enlightenment workshop called Illumination Intensive. Regularly about $3,000 to attend, Satyen Raja of Warrior Sage is offering this life-changing 5-day course to News for the Soul listeners totally for free. That's right. The tuition has been completely waived for all News for the Soul listeners. Satyen says this experience is so profound, he wants to share it with the world. So don't miss out on this special opportunity. To have your own direct experience of awakening with Warrior Sage, go to illuminationintensive.com now and tell them News for the Soul sent you. That's illuminationintensive.com.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.
And we're back. I'm Nicole Whitney, and you're listening to News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained. And what couldn't be more news for the soul than the law of attraction? We're talking to Bob Doyle, a facilitator of Wealth Beyond Reason. The link is there on the internet site, newsforthesoul.com. Right at the top there, there's Bob's explanation and link and website link and all that stuff. And you know, a law of attraction, when I first learned about this, Bob, it seems so critically, it was amazing to me. It was like somebody saying, you basically have the power of real magic in the real world. Now go use it. And also realizing you're using it anyway, but perhaps not in a conscious positive way. So this kind of attraction, as you say, that resonance, it's on all the time.
Right. I mean, I always call it attracting by default. I mean, you can't turn it off. I mean, sometimes people say, I don't think the law of attraction works for me. And I'm like, yeah, it does. You're part of this universe as far as I know. So it's working for you. And it's not working against you. It's just not working the way you'd like it to, is basically it. And that just goes back to the resistance we were talking about before. So, yeah, I mean, it is about becoming conscious of this. That's the first part. And then you start, you know, once you start, what I see sometimes people doing is they get into it, and then they get very excited about it, and they start doing all these exercises, and then their life starts going crazy, you know, because now they're being intentional with their energy. They're making great shifts, and then they start freaking out, you know, because sometimes the changes are so abrupt and so extreme that they're not ready for them, and you know, and then they begin to sort of panic. A great example is a person who is upset with their job or wants to do something more with their life and so on. And then the next thing you know, they're laid off because they didn't have a full vision. They didn't create a full vision of what they really wanted. All they were concentrating on is being out of that job. I just want to get out of this job. I want to get out of this job. And then so, okay, now they're out of their job. You know, and then, but the mistake that people make when they start working with the law of attraction and this abrupt change takes place is sometimes, and Brad and I just did a teleconference about this actually, is that if they choose to feel freaked out, if they choose to feel that what happens is negative or a bad thing, they get then into that vibrational space and attract more bad. They can't do anything else. See, we all have the choice in every moment to interpret what's going on around us and have a feeling about it. But we've learned that some things are bad. You should feel bad if this, that. You should feel bad or panicked if you lose your job. You should feel bad if this, if you break up in a marriage, or if you feel, you know, if you break up with a girlfriend or boyfriend or whatever. This is, society has taught us over the years that you should feel bad about that. When the fact of the matter is, things like even death in some cultures is something that is celebrated. It's a celebration of the person's life and where they're going next and all that. Here in the West, it's more, oh, it's a sad thing, we mourn and all that. The point is, there's nothing true about that feeling. We just choose it. So when we start to attract something different, and maybe we weren't clear on our vision, maybe we weren't fully in vibrational resonance with what we really wanted, we were more just kind of trying to make short-term fixes, and things happen in our lives that, you know, that we have learned to interpret as negative. If we make the choice to go with that negative feeling, we're going to spiral vibrationally. Okay, and attract more bad or panic feelings. And then you get people coming back, you know, if you're teaching this stuff, yeah, my life's worse when I started this program than when I began. And I'm like, well, you didn't read the EFT, you didn't read, you know, you got to deal with the resistance. You know, you have to understand, you know, you can't just play with this. You have to decide that I'm going to make a day-by-day, moment-by-moment decision to be conscious and aware of what I'm feeling in every moment, what I truly want in my life, and to make good choices about how I feel in every situation. It seems like work or cumbersome at first because we're not used to it. But what I decided when I first started this was that, I mean, I so totally got it in every fiber of my being that I knew it's not a law of attraction isn't a program. You know, it's how it is. It's all the time. You can't decide to work on the law of attraction an hour a day, but then the other 23 hours a day, you're just going to do what you always do. Because your predominant vibration determines your experience. If you're playing with the law of attraction an hour or two a day, well, okay, so you shift your vibration for a couple of hours, but then you shift it right back when you get back into this whole, well, now back to the real world mentality. It doesn't work that way. Well, it works, but it doesn't work the way you want it to. So what we try and really communicate in our program is, look, this is, you got to understand, this is on all the time. You can't get away from it. So it's, but we've learned over the years our habitual thinking and feeling, and we can learn another way. They're just habits. So there's that learning curve at the beginning. You know,
well,
I don't want anybody to be tied into, to depend on the Wealth Beyond Reason program or depend on me as a coach or any of that stuff. The purpose of our program is to give them the tools and the education and to give them that aha so that they can then feel very confident about connecting with whatever it is they want, and then they just get it. You know, they just get it and they do it themselves and start showing others how to do it.
I was just going to say, I want to make sure I get that in there before the top of the hour, because I've gone in and looked at your program and I've been in there listening to the audios and doing the work, and it's, you've got an amazing support system set up for people to do this. I think the most important thing is having something like that in the beginning, not sort of be left to your own conditioning.
Right.
And have something to rely on.
Absolutely. People can read Law of Attraction books, but if they don't have somebody who's been there, done that, and lots of, you know, they got to have all their questions answered, or they're going to try and make up the answers on their own, and all those answers are going to be based on their past experience and their limiting beliefs. They're going to deal with their resistance, and if they don't know how to deal with resistance, then they're just going to be stuck. It's just going to be another program that they tried that didn't work for them. And, you know, one of the first things we deal with in the program is if you're a person who has done a bunch of programs, I mean, I can't tell you how many people said, I've got every, you know, self-help program, I bought every book on the Law of Attraction, I've done every program, and I'm still not getting results. That person has become a person who does programs. That is their vibration. What they believe about themselves is that they're going to buy, they're going to keep buying programs, but they're not going to work. They're going to keep looking. And if that's how they approach our program, same result. That's why I say from the very beginning, look, that's a belief system that has now turned into a really strong energy system within you that is acting as resistance, and we have to deal with that right away, or you're not going to see any different kind of results. And I think that's one of the things that differentiates our program and makes it so powerful for people is that I refuse to be another program that sits on the shelf. I will not allow people just to let it sit on the shelf. I mean, it's all about holding these students accountable. I mean, I'm not, you know, I make it very clear that this is not just some internet ebook that I'm selling. I use the internet because it's such a great way to communicate to people all over the world and to update material on a timely basis without having to send out books and CDs and all that. It's a great educational medium. But this is not some ebook, you know. It's a real educational program, and that I'm very, very serious about people getting results about, you know, so that's why the support system is there, and we're always working to improve it.
Let's talk about the results. We mentioned before the break we were going to talk about more results that you've seen people in your program experiencing. What are some good examples?
This is one of those questions, like when you ask somebody, what's your favorite this, and they're not prepared. Then my mind just shuts. I mean, I have thousands of students, and, you know, some of the stories, they, after a while, they do sort of, you know, you get to see similar results and stuff. I mean, it's just, I think, rather than just, I mean, I would have to, like, pull up emails and look at specifics, you know, like, okay, well, so-and-so said it was this amount of money on this date, or it was this kind of cost.
Just give me general ideas of...
Well, like I said before, it's just this, that people find, whatever it is, they found what they're looking for. I mean, because there's so many people who, and it doesn't mean, I'm not talking about my program, I mean in their lives. You know, they've learned to attract what it is they're looking for, because there comes a point in our lives after we go through our teenage years and we get out in the real world and we start working, and then we realize, hey, wait, this job isn't my passion at all. You know, we all start searching in some way. And when you can find something that facilitates you finding what you're looking for, whether it's a certain paycheck or that relationship or whatever, you know, that those are the results that I'm looking for. I don't have a goal to make all of my students millionaires, you know, because not all of my students want to be millionaires. I want the people who want to be millionaires because that's part of their, that's going to facilitate them being why they're on this planet, you know. I want them to be millionaires, you know, but it's not about, you know, it's not a money contest. I want the people who come into our program feeling lost and hopeless and sick to feel found and have not just hope but just confidence and to be well, you know, to attract health and resources. And I've got certainly got people who they come into our program and they start visualizing themselves being healthy, and it's not like suddenly their genes change, for example, and or whatever illness they've attracted or have allowed to manifest within them change necessarily, but what will happen sometimes is the resources that they need to deal with it will appear. Do you know what I mean? It's like, mm-hmm. I have one woman had a skin thing, I think, and, you know, she had dealt with this and that and the other thing, and she started utilizing these principles, and then somebody just introduced her to, I don't know whether it was some products or something, that made the difference. So it's not like she woke up one day and the skin thing was gone, but she attracted the resources. Now, I'm not saying that you couldn't wake up and the skin thing be gone. Her belief system was that what she would allow into her experience was that it needed to come through a cream or a product. You know what I'm saying? But yeah. For some people, I mean, if you go to the EFT site, for example, and you do some searches on the case studies there, when people eliminate the resistance, when they're clear that they want health, when they want to attract health, and then they eliminate the resistance around, you know, so many diseases, if not all of them, are emotionally based on some level. And if you can neutralize those negative emotions, which then neutralizes, I mean, what you're really doing is eliminating resistance to health. Miracles can occur, what we call miracles, but it's really just very scientific. It's miraculous to us because it's so unusual, because we're not using these things. But I mean, and but that same principle works on every level, whether it's health or whether it's wealth or relationships or your career or whatever it is. And I mean, there's just too many examples for me to be able to say, okay, well, there's this one and this one. But I can just say across the board, there are dozens of money results. There's dozens of health results. Many, many relationship results. But my favorite one is still that, you know, for some people who haven't gotten it yet, who really feel that the answers to all their problems are a huge bank account, and I totally understand that because I was completely there. I just knew that if I had all the money, everything would fall into place, and that is just not true. So when people hear that, oh, what, the results are people feel peace, and they underestimate the power of that. They go, well, that seems kind of lame or whatever. It's not lame. It is what it's all about. And sometimes that peace is facilitated by a large bank account, if that's necessary. Sometimes it's facilitated by meeting the right person or moving to the right city or finding the right job or whatever. It's all about attraction, though. It's all about utilizing the principles in our program. And it's not, and I'm not, you know, we are not the law of attraction. Our program is not the law of attraction. We are educating people on it. It's being able to successfully utilize the material in the program to activate that law in the way that they want, to be able to tweak their vibration in a way that they can attract whatever it is that they want. I mean, the results just run such a huge spectrum. It's amazing.
Well, we're near the top of the hour. I really want to encourage people to check out that link. If you've missed any of the show, newsforthesoul.com, go there and then click on the link, and then there you are. I highly recommend it. I'm in there doing it myself. So, because like you say, you know, we're doing it anyway. Let's do it consciously with the results we actually want. But, you know, top of the hour, 1 minute to go. But in a nutshell, what we really believe is it that simple?
Well, what we believe, well, I wish it was that simple, because people consciously think they believe something, but they do very often have resistance of beliefs that they are not conscious of, and those are the things we have to deal with.
That's why I said what we really believe.
Yeah.
So if we could really believe that we can transcend.
You can get into full vibrational resonance with whatever it is you desire to be, and it will be there because there's nothing stopping it. There's nothing blocking that, the universe from causing the attraction process.
It's truly an amazing thing, and I liked the example you gave, too, about how you originally in your story of coming across to this, you know, new path and new way of life, seeing the sort of trail of breadcrumbs. That's sort of how it shows up, isn't it? It's just like magic. It's just like seeing magic for real happening.
You allow yourself to follow what is laid there before you. It can seem very magical.
Yeah.
If when you try and figure it all out yourself and analyze every step, that people get slowed down or stopped completely.
Absolutely. Well, we can only see so far. Whatever's helping drive this thing has got a better vantage point, I think. So, absolutely amazing. I really want to thank you for doing what you do and stepping forward and trusting that moment in your life to bring your work to the world. And highly encourage anybody listening, please go check out the Wealth Beyond Reason program. It is amazing. Thank you, Bob Doyle, for being with us today on News for the Soul.
Thanks, Nicole. I enjoyed it very much.
It's not just a show. It's a movement. You're listening to News for the Soul, the number one life-changing radio show in the world, according to Google and AOL, and the largest free life-changing audio resource on the web. We feature the top luminaries in the evolution of human consciousness and have kept all of our shows all free, all of the time, for the world to hear. In a recent listener survey, News for the Soul listeners responded with overwhelming appreciation and praise, which they summarized with this one powerful statement. News for the Soul is not just a show, it's a movement. Go to newsforthesoul.com to see for yourself. That's newsforthesoul.com.
This has been News for the Soul with Nicole Whitney. Visit us anytime online at www.newsforthesoul.com, where you can listen to all our previously aired shows at any time and so much more. Have a great week, and remember, what you focus on expands.